I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. President Obama came into office with a vision of a world at peace, a world where America rebuilt trust with old partners and reached out to old rivals, even old enemies. Obama's vision called for U.S. forces out of Iraq and Afghanistan and a renewed focus on the rising power of China. Well, things didn't quite work out quite as the president envisioned. Today, Obama is at a NATO summit trying to figure out responses to a catalog of unexpected challenges, from Russian aggression in Ukraine to the chaos sweeping so much of the Middle East. To help me get a handle on how the U.S. is doing, I'm joined by Susan Glasser, editor of Politico magazine. So a lot of challenges, Susan. How do you think the U.S. is doing?
Well, it's interesting. The events in the world have a way of rearranging even the biggest grand strategy. And that's why I think Hillary Clinton was the one who liked to talk about you could have whatever plans you had as Secretary of State, but really managing the inbox was the one thing that wasn't optional. And I think President Obama right now is seeing that. We've tried over and over again to put a doctrine label on his foreign policy actions, but in reality, he's left reacting to his inbox. And right now, the inbox is filled with overflowing crises.
Yeah. And as the world's supposed policeman, beacon of democracy, whatever you want to call the United States, do you think the U.S. is punching its weight in foreign policy? Because some in this country on the right say the U.S. is punching well below its weight.
Well, what's striking to me, actually, is that it's really not just people on the right. I've been really struck by conversations over the last few months here in Washington with Democrats as well as Republicans who are openly voicing really significant concerns about what is the role the United States should be playing in the midst of these crises, seeing this as a real test of U.S. leadership, perhaps most acutely in the Middle East. Remember, just a year ago was when President Obama drew a red line in the sand when it came to Syria and its use of chemical weapons. Across the region, there were real ripple effects and a sense of the U.S. really abdicating its leadership role. More broadly, now that spread to questions like what role should we be playing in helping to resolve this basically war between Russia and Ukraine?
Yeah, I mean, how does the rest of the world perceive U.S. leadership and U.S. power right now in this moment in history?
You know, it's a patchwork, of course. There's no one viewpoint about the United States in the world. But I think there is a broad concern and disaffection even among American friends, or one could say especially among American friends, at a sense that perhaps we're turning away. Perhaps we are really looking inward again in a way that means that the old security arrangements are going to be shaken up.
So apart from the mantra, don't do stupid stuff, do you think he has a vision now?
Well, he's tried to square the circle. Remember, he just very recently actually gave a big foreign policy speech talking about his national security doctrine at West Point. And the link that he was trying to make there was not just don't do stupid stuff, but also to have a broader vision of where we would have sort of targeted, very national interest-focused engagement with the world. I think it's hard to square with the inconsistency with which that doctrine has been applied. Why is it that we opportunistically start to engage in airstrikes in Iraq on behalf in a supposedly humanitarian mission on behalf of the trapped Yazidis, for example, but take so little action that would seem to be of even greater humanitarian crises right next door in Syria?
I mean, with so many crises around the globe, is it clear, do you think, to the White House kind of what the running order of importance of all these crises is?
Well, that's an interesting question. And you haven't heard President Obama talk very much about that. And of course, after last week's press conference that he gave, the famous tan suit press conference, we may not be hearing too much more from him, at least in a press conference setting. He was really beaten up for the slip of the tongue when he said that we don't have a strategy on Syria. I think probably some of that was an unfair interpretation. People seized on it because it resonated, though. There was a sense that, hey, gee, wait a minute, we don't really have a strategy on Syria despite 3 years of civil war and 200,000 people dead. And I think that goes to your question, too. I don't know what President Obama's view of the hierarchy of these crises is because he hasn't really spoken to it. He hasn't really taken the time to communicate to Americans his view of what the world on fire means right now.
Susan Glasser, editor of Politico Magazine, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.